Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about things that are sin in a lot of people that they think is not sin. So, let's pick up right at that point today. But then think on this matter. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Okay, there are things you know you should do, you don't end up doing them. It's sin. The thought of foolishness is sin, the Bible says. It mentioned about looking on a maid to lust after her. That is sin, even though you don't commit it. To covet or desire something someone else has is sin. Laziness is sin. All unrighteousness, we're told, is sin. Adam and Eve ate of a fruit they were told not to eat of, just like we would tell a child not to take a piece of candy from the bowl before supper. Now, we don't blow a kid's brains out because he took a piece of candy from the bowl, but Jesus and all holy God said, don't eat of that fruit. Well, that was a sin. And Adam and Eve would die. Now, by the way, in the day that eat thereof, you shall surely die. That means they'd be forever separated from God. And when their bodies pass from this life, their spirits would be placed into a lake of fire. Unless they had a Savior. And see, that's where Jesus became the Savior. God designed this plan from the foundation of the world. And he even put election in. That's right, election. He put election in that whosoever would receive him, then they come under, they have election as well as the blood applied to them. The blood happened before my birth, and so did election. But neither one was applied to me until the day I received by free will the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we find that as he is here and he's preaching the word, teaching the word, Jesus tried to put across that he was God come in the flesh, and people rejected that. So many rejected that. And we also see that he says here, anybody that doesn't accept the doctrine of Christ, he's none of his. And so we see that we're to test every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. I remember one preacher telling of a liberal pastor in the town there that one of his members went to visit that church on Easter because all the family was there. And he preached on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he came back and says, you know, that preacher preached that Jesus rose from the dead. He says, well, go back and ask him if he believes that was a literal bodily resurrection. That lady went back and asked and said, oh, no, that was just the spirit. His spirit rose up from the dead. Well, he didn't believe in it, but he was able to deceive people into thinking that. So that's why we believe in a bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So again, there's so many things that tell us what sin is. And sin, the wages of sin, doesn't say a big sin, doesn't say the wages of a whole lot of sins, or this kind of sin, that kind, says for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all born with an inherited sin nature. We're all born needing to be saved. Jesus died on the cross that he might be your Savior. He was buried and rose from the dead, having the keys of hell and of death. By his bodily resurrection of himself from the dead, he now has the keys of hell and of death, and so whosoever comes to him, he'll in no wise cast out. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. But you see, any sin is a sin that would condemn us to hell. But he died for all sins I ever have or ever will commit. He is the propitiation for our sins, 1 John 2:2 says, but not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. All sin for all time. So he died for you. He died for me. So again, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. He that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. But you must see if they teach this or they show there are many ways to heaven. They're not of God then. You must decide that he is the Father, that God is the Father, and he is in charge. He is the head, but he's a loving head. Did you ask the Lord to come to your heart as magic words without a commitment to him? Or did you give yourself to him? I mean, when they had adopted a child and he'd have to agree, he said, he'd have to say, yes, I want to go. But he meant it. It wasn't just words. We come to the Lord, we mean it with our heart. He is Lord. He's the head. He's God. He's our Lord and Savior. But we believe because he loves us, he paid our penalty, he'll receive us, and he's a good Savior. He's a good Lord. That although he's holy and strict, it's all of his love to make us holy and to make us right, that we may enjoy eternity forever. So verse 3 says, and now every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Many roads to heaven, that's the spirit of Antichrist. My friend, there are Antichrist in this world because they confuse the way of salvation. They either try to remove repentance or they try to add things to it. Now, whether it's a group, a movement, a church, or a religion, if they do not confess Christ, they are Antichrist. They don't receive this doctrine of Christ. They're Antichrist. Even in that day, there were Antichrists in the world in that they rejected the doctrine of Christ. And if a person rejects the doctrine of Christ, God come in the flesh, his death, burial, and resurrection, his substitutionary acts, sinless, not a human father, but born of a virgin, they don't believe any of that. They reject part of that. They're not saved. They're not truly saved. And they're not on his team. Friend, that brings up the question is, can you answer that question? Can you pass the test? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead? Have you called upon him to be your Savior? You see, in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we read this, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, friend, what good is confession without repentance? If it doesn't change one's attitude or actions, what good is it? I'm not saying you sit down and say, okay, what all sins have I committed? You won't remember all the sins you've committed. It's not saying, okay, this thing, okay, I'm sorry for that one. Okay, this next one, okay, I'm sorry for that. No. You're saying, I'm a sinner, and I'm willing for you to cleanse me of my sin. I want to turn from them. I don't want to walk in those things any longer. I'm changing my allegiance is not to myself. My allegiance is not to Satan. My allegiance is not to the world. Now my allegiance, my heart is to God. I'm giving him my life. He's Lord. I'm servant. He's Father. I'm child. You see, people can continually confess in and say things and even say a prayer without changing their actions or attitudes toward God. Some have made that saying, confession is good for the soul. But you know, that is actually another lie of the devil. The devil's lies always seem to be somewhat true, but confession without repentance is a lie in and of itself. A confession to someone that you've wronged is not true if you hide something from them. But since God knows all things, your confession to him is knowing you deserve hell You believe that he paid the penalty on the cross, dying for you there, shedding his blood, paying for every sin you ever have and ever will commit, knowing that Almighty God, the Father in heaven, was pouring out all the wrath that your sin, my sin, all the world's sin deserved upon his person, the person of Christ. He died for us, was buried, and 3 days later he rose bodily from the grave. Believing that he did that, you're inviting him in to come to your life as your Lord and God and Savior. You're ready for him to change you, make you what you want to be, what he wants you to be. You must be willing for him to take your sin away. You must be willing for him to come into your life and to work in you. Do you really want to be reconciled to God? Look, he wants to save your soul. He loves you. That's why he died for you. That's why this great plan of salvation was designed. You say, yes, I believe that Jesus died for me and was buried and rose from the dead. I want him to cleanse me. I want to be fully forgiven. I want to be on my way to heaven. Now I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then let me ask you to pray these words from your heart, meaning them. Pray it right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, died on the cross, shedding his blood for all my sin for all time. I believe that he was buried and 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my God, as my Lord, as my Savior. Cleanse me of all my sin and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that and you meant it, would you let us know? I have on our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. In the left-hand column, when you get there in the left side of the webpage, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. If you'll click onto that, you'll see the first one that I want you to see is Building Blocks. There are other booklets I think would be a help, but Building Blocks is the way you start in your new life in Christ. Let somebody know, let us know, and let someone else know that you've just received Christ. Whosoever believes in him will not be ashamed, the Bible says. You belong to Jesus. If you don't go to a Bible preaching church, I used to say look in your yellow pages, and I'm told now that that's old stuff. People don't use yellow pages. So whether you do or not, then just look online for independent Baptist churches in your area. Make sure that they use the old-fashioned music, the King James Bible. Call them up. Tell them the decision that you made, listen to the radio broadcast today, and ask them to help you with the next step, and I'll guarantee you, they will really want to help you. Well, I thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
His truth, we want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.